Clyde, Myles Garrett has talked about his goals for this year. And the biggest one seems to be to stay on the field, stamina throughout the whole game, throughout the whole season. What could happen if he's able to achieve that goal?
Well, Myles has set high expectations for himself, and just like everybody else has, as being the former number one overall, I think those are good goals for him to stay on the field and let his natural abilities just, you know, show themselves. I think the more plays he gets to play, the more things you're going to see happen for him.
What kind of potential does he and Agba have together on the field?
I think it's a very good potential. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't give Emmanuel enough credit for what he does and all the stuff as a run stopper and as a pass rusher. When he broke his foot last year, things was really starting to come for him and all the stuff. He was starting to get a little bit more free on his rushes. He was already doing a great job for us in the run game. But I think the two is going to be a nice dynamic duo there to play against each other.
One thing Garrett also said about what he learned from his rookie year was to use his hands more, yes, be able to disengage quicker. Is he working on that? Is that a necessity?
That's something that we teach in the defensive line room. It's, you know, the game is no longer shoulder pads and forearms. It's hands, and you got to be able to get off blocks. You got to be able to control bigger men, and the only way you're going to do that is use your hands.
What kind of extra kick does it give you to know that Agba and Garrett have a good relationship with each other?
I think it's great. Anytime you work with somebody you like, you genuinely care for each other and all the stuff, it makes it easier because you want to see success for both of them. It's a competition. Don't let that be mistaken. It's still going to be a competition. But when you start caring for another man and all the stuff and what he does and getting to know him and becoming good friends, you know, it makes it even better.
How do you see them push each other?
I see them pushing each other with competition. You know, he makes a play, then I got to make a play. That's the mentality that I think the two of them have with each other. You know, it's not just going to be, oh, he makes all the plays and I'm just the second guy. No, I'm competing just to make it just as many plays as you are.
I understand their budding friendship, Agba and Garrett, but it seemed odd to me that Garrett was so outspoken against this team drafting Bradley Chubb. I wonder, how do you interpret?
Well, I mean, you naturally going to protect somebody you care about. You know, and that's the natural thing of it. You know, Emmanuel took it just like any pro was. You know, if he comes in, he got to compete. You know, that was the simple thing about it. Just like I got it, just like he has to say for himself, he has to compete every day. So competition should never scare anybody.
You know? I mentioned you as a coach would be opposed to adding another pass rusher.
Well, you know, you always want great pass rushers in there, but competition is what strives in there. That's the reason why free agents make ball clubs, why some former first-rounders don't stay in the league long.
Obviously, Chad underwent a surgery. But what did you see in Chad, you know, before he kind of went down with
the injury? Chad got a lot of potential. He's still learning how to play the professional game of football. You know, he's still bringing some of the college stuff in there and finding out some of it works and some of it is not a thing. So it's a growing thing for him. So, you know, as he gets better and as he starts learning how to be a pro, you're going to see his game step up.
Against Detroit last year, first 5 minutes of the game, you had Agba, Myles, and Collins on the field together, and they caused a lot of problems. Is that kind of the vision you could have with those three guys in terms of reach?
Absolutely. They're all great players. I mean, you know, they bring a lot of things to the table. You got three disruptive guys in there that can make offensive things about how we're going to attack this defense, and it makes it really tough for us to have a good day on an offense.
What other things did you challenge Myles to do coming into the season, or did you challenge him to do before he gets back for training?
Just keep getting there. Just stay healthy. Do the things you got to do to be healthy, to play a full season, being able to practice every day and all the stuff right there. You know, for him, it's not so much the athleticism. It's more about, you know, the mindset and the mental approach you got to attack to make sure that your body's ready to handle the grind of a whole season.
I'm only asking you this because I get asked this a lot about Garrett. He just seems too nuts. Can he turn the switch on the field?
He has it in him. He has it in him. You know, it's just, and when you're a rookie, you really don't understand some of the things that you got and what you can and cannot put up with. And that's part of my job is to help him understand that, you know, some things you cannot allow.
On the field?
On the field.
Like what? Helping an opponent up?
No, that's minor. Yeah, stuff right there. It's just little nuances of the game. There's some things you can't allow people to do because Just like in life, you know, if somebody feels like they can bully you all the time, they'll keep bullying you. And you just have to stand up here. It's only one or two things going to happen. He's going to get a butt whooping or you going to get one.
What is his ceiling once he puts it all together?
I think he can be one of the best in the league once he puts it all together. You know, I think he can be very, very dynamic in this league.
Do you happen to see his comments on Kevin Durant?
No.
What kind of skill set does Chris Smith have? Where does he fit?
Chris can play inside, play outside. He brings a lot of energy to the room. You know, he's got a high motor, and I think it's going to be great competition.
All right, so now you don't have that big Danny Shelton in the middle of your line. How does that affect
this team? Danny's going to be missed. He brought a lot of energy to the room and all the stuff right there. But Jamie Meter's fairly capable. Larry Ogunjobi is fairly capable. Anybody we stick out there, you know, because one thing we do a lot of cross training, so it's just not going to be just one guy trying to fill Danny's shoes. It's going to be several guys trying to fill it.
Do you feel like, do you see perhaps a big step up this year for Ogunjobi?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you got to remember now, this is only his eighth year of playing football, period. No, he's not like his eighth year playing professional football, playing football. So he's still learning how to play the game because, you know, most guys, when they get into this league, probably been playing since they've been in eighth, ninth grade. So this is only 8 years of playing football, period.
Depth is so important in the league, but especially on the defensive line, talking a lot about the main guys and starters. How do you feel about the depth that you have up front?
I feel like we're pretty good as in our depth-wise and all that stuff. We can always get deeper. You know, you always want more players that can play at a high level. But these guys come to work every day, and I can't ask anything more of them.